This is the parallax for Wednesday, July 8th, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We begin with a Democratic Party in crisis. Maine Senate nominee Graham Platner faces a rape allegation he calls categorically false, and now he's accused of trying to influence his own replacement process. Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, both early endorsers, have called for him to withdraw. The Washington Post published an additional allegation Tuesday from an ex-girlfriend who says Platner repeatedly removed condoms during sex without consent. Here's how the story splits across outlets. NPR reports that Maine Democrats accused Platner's campaign of trying to influence the replacement process, while his team denies it. The Guardian emphasizes the succession fight now underway within the party, with multiple potential replacements being floated. But Axios goes deeper into the vetting failure itself. Democratic leaders, it reports, privately feared Platner could be trouble long before the rape allegation, citing a Nazi tattoo, problematic social media behavior, and rumors about women. Fox News adds that operatives paid just $6,250 for a rushed 3-day background check that missed the tattoo, allegations, and Reddit posts. And the Daily Wire reports Platner is refusing to step aside unless Democrats allow him to choose his replacement, someone who aligns with his anti-Israel positions. Turning to international tensions. At the NATO summit in Ankara, President Trump made sweeping threats and demands. He declared he wants to end all U.S. trade with Spain over defense spending, calling it a wasted cause. He renewed his push for the U.S. to acquire Greenland, claiming America inherited responsibility for it after World War II, and he signaled openness to selling F-35 fighter jets to Turkey, a reversal of a ban from his first term, drawing objections from Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. Al Jazeera reports Trump described Spain as a terrible partner and demanded U.S. acquisition of Greenland at the same appearance. The Guardian adds that Trump threatened to pull American troops from Europe entirely, saying his commitment to defending the continent has been tempered by European decisions on immigration and energy. Axios focuses on the F-35 signal, reporting that Israel fears the move would tilt the regional balance of power, and that Netanyahu specifically pressed Trump to block the sale during a recent call. In related news, Senate Republicans moved Tuesday to quash mounting speculation about Mitch McConnell's health. The 84-year-old senator has been hospitalized for roughly 3 weeks since June 14th, with his office declining to disclose his condition. Senate Majority Leader John Thune, Majority Whip John Barrasso, and former McConnell aide Scott Jennings all stated publicly within hours of each other that they had spoken with McConnell by phone, an apparent coordinated effort to counter online rumors. The Guardian reports that Republican leaders moved to quash a growing revolt over the lack of transparency. Axios emphasizes the coordination, noting the three leaders went public within hours of each other, describing substantive conversations. Fox News reports that McConnell's wife, former Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao, saw no need for immediate return from China while her husband entered his third week of hospitalization. Daily Wire frames the calls as the first public indications that McConnell is actively communicating from his hospital room. Now to a major geopolitical breakdown. The fragile U.S.-Iran ceasefire, signed less than 3 weeks ago, appears to have collapsed. Iran attacked three commercial vessels in the Strait of Hormuz over 24 hours, and the U.S. military responded by striking more than 80 Iranian targets, including air defense systems and anti-ship missile capabilities. Iran then targeted U.S. military bases in Kuwait and Bahrain. At NATO, President Trump said, "To me, I think it's over. I don't want to deal with them anymore. They're scum." The U.S. also revoked the temporary oil export waiver it had granted Iran. The Joint Maritime Information Center raised the Strait of Hormuz threat level to severe. The Guardian reports that Iran accused the U.S. of violating the ceasefire first, and that Trump called Iranian leadership scum and vicious, violent people. NPR emphasizes the risk of wider Middle East conflict, reporting that Tehran's targeting of Bahrain and Kuwait raises the possibility the interim agreement could break down entirely. Al Jazeera notes that both sides have accused each other of violating the memorandum signed in June. That's the parallax for Wednesday, July 8th. Thanks for listening.